Hey geeks, welcome to episode 77 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate, and in this episode, Em and I do kind of a little Walking Dead recap of the season. We talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, what our predictions are for the future. So if that interests you at all, please stick around and enjoy our lovely theme song done by Edit Erase. All right, so I didn't get around to watching the Walking Dead finale for a second time, but I know how the season made me feel. By the end of it, I almost found myself not caring that much anymore, which is scary for me because I'm a huge Walking Dead fan.
Well, you know, I feel like my caring was based more on who they were focusing on.
Well, I don't know. I kept finding myself being like, okay, well, who are we going to kill? Like, who are we killing this episode?
Who dies now?
Well, who are we going to kill in the finale? Can it be Gabriel?
They did several killings back to back. Why Gabriel is still alive is beyond me. You know I've been rooting for his death since day one.
He's useless.
Day one. BTW spoilers. Since day one, I have been rooting for him to die because basically he's useless. He's not even good for spiritual guidance.
No, and that's the thing. The one thing that you were, supposedly, was your job in this life.
In regular world.
In real world, pre-apocalypse. You even failed at it then. So, yeah, he's just completely useless. If I had to choose between him and, oh, crud. I can't believe I just forgot his name because I like him so much. The one that got killed in front of Glenn.
Bob?
No, it's not Bob. Name's not Bob.
Tyrese?
No.
Noah. Noah also useless. Noah was a plot point, but at least Noah was a plot point who wanted to do good.
Noah might have been a plot point, but he was trying to learn to use weapons. He was trying to become an asset, even though he had a limp. Like, he was trying. And then to brutally murder him that way. I have such issues with them, the way they brutally murder people. Like, Lucy Lawless appeared on this past week's episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I definitely tweeted out there, why did we brutally kill her character off again?
No. Her killing was not brutal by Walking Dead.
Not by Walking Dead standards, but it was pretty brutal. I mean, this thing is attacking her arm and they have to chop her arm off in the back of an SUV that then gets hit by a truck. That was brutal. But anyway, back to The Walking Dead.
We're here to talk of Walking Dead. I have to say, I did have to go back because, you know, since we had our finale, I figured we should discuss the season as a whole.
Always.
Did have to go back and see where the season started.
You remind me, because I'm...
The season started with Carol breaking them out of Terminus.
Right. They were still in Terminus.
Which was an epic moment, to say the least. You know, as scary as she is now, because let's all face it, Carol is terrifying now.
Carol is... I would want to be on her good side at all times.
Terrifying. She's killed children, she's threatened children.
Well, the child that she killed.
Oh, no, it was totally valid. That child should have been killed from day one. The fact that they let that kid walk around for so long is beyond me. Yeah.
And now when she appears on other things, I suddenly go, whoa, Lizzie.
I know. There is no hope for that actress.
She'll be fine. She's a good little actress, actually.
There is no hope for her.
But yeah, yes, the season started with them busting out of Terminus, and they didn't give us, that was one of my complaints, and someone was saying, well, maybe they're going to go further with this character that I was talking, or with this plot that I was talking to. The whole Crazy Mary's beginnings, they gave us a little snippet of, like, them being thrown into the train car just like they had to Rick in the group, mm-hmm. post, we're assuming post-rape.
Post-rape.
But we never got to see more of their story. And I don't know if we do in the comics or not. I don't know. I'm not caught up on the comics.
Well, not only that, but you don't know because the show, as, you know, perfect proof with Morgan, bring people back at random.
Yeah, but they're not going to bring back Crazy Mary. She's dead.
Unless she crossed paths with someone else who comes along.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Like, they might not bring her back, per se, but those two guys who are creating their army of walkers, what if they happened among Terminus and...
Or if they... Yeah, if they maybe were...
Either were part in, of
Terminus... Yeah, part of Terminus. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Or those who came and took over Terminus, like...
That's a good point. And they did leaving us with those creeps, with their, like, walker traps and all that.
Oh, Lord.
Who are these guys, man?
I'm not going to lie. As soon as the walkers got released for the traps, I'm like, oh, that's why they were going to bring Morgan back, not dead. Morgan the Ninja Turtle, by the way. Which I love. That's the thing. Like, I'm so happy they're bringing Morgan into the fold because finally there is a character I am excited about.
For the turtles?
What?
For the turtles or on Walking Dead?
Walking Dead.
Okay. I was like, that's why you're excited? Okay.
No, I'm excited on Walking Dead because I've... It was an offhanded comment about Morgan being a turtle because that bow staff work was great.
Yes, it was.
Very Donatello-esque. And now I really want someone to take that fight footage and put it to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, 90s cartoon theme song.
Oh, YouTube that. Someone has to have.
Because I think that would be brilliant.
Someone has to have.
But, moving on, I was going to say, I'm really happy they're bringing Morgan because, like, Morgan is the first character, new, old, whatever. We're going to go with new-ish character, even though he's well-established because he would be new to the group.
To the group, yes, but he has been...
No, I know. He's been there since day one. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, the new to the group.
I'm just hoping this isn't going to be, like, an... I mean, they can't bring everyone back. People that they have killed in the past, they can't bring them all back.
Right, but I'm just saying,
so it's not going to be, like, an X-Files paradox where nobody dies.
Oh, no, but I'm super excited they're bringing him back because this is the first character being introduced into the group in a very long time that I'm actually excited about.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to him, what he's going to bring to the group and the, what is the name of the community? I keep wanting to call it Arcadia.
It's Alexandria.
Alexandria, thank you. I keep wanting to call it Arcadia. I don't
like
know
Alexander
why.
The Great.
Yes.
That's the only way I remember it.
But it'll be interesting to see that. And the way that the finale ends, which if you guys haven't watched the finale of The Walking Dead, spoilers and turn away and come back later. But the way that the finale ends with, you know, crazy, I'm going to beat my wife and child dude, whipping out a katana and killing the architect.
Yeah, smooth move, bro.
Like, oh, you just, she, and I love that the woman in charge looks at him and just, Rick, do it. And that's the last, I literally sat back, I was watching, when did I watch this? I don't remember when I watched the finale, if I watched it at work or not, but I remember backing away from my laptop with my hands in the air, like, this show, the way they end it.
Well, not only that, but, like, Morgan sees Rick do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the first image of Rick that Morgan has since.
Since he found him in the house and Morgan was a little Morgan crazy.
Yeah.
He was Apocanuts.
Oh, we're bringing back Apocanuts!
I know, we haven't said that in so long. He was Apocanuts!
But I'm just saying, like, Morgan is the first character we've introduced in a very long time that I'm actually excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's I think, what's going to be bringing me back in the fall. I have a couple friends who quit watching the show this season. They watched a couple of the first, like, the first two, three episodes, and then were out.
Well,
And I fear for it just because that's what seems to be happening. People seem to be getting a couple of episodes into the next season and going, I am done. It's like they had so much of a journey this season if you really look back on it. Like, they found out that Eugene was lying.
Right. Well, so much happened this season.
Oh, yeah. But, like, the big thing, that was one of the bigger things. Because they've been following along with Abraham and Eugene thinking, oh, Eugene's going to save the world. The mullet that will save the world is not going to. And that all comes out in a horrible moment. And, you know, you think Abraham killed Eugene. They didn't. The mullet is still around. But that was one of the bigger ones to me. Then you know, Carol wandering back into their lives, which was probably the best reunion scene I've ever seen. Even though, like, Rick finding out that Judith was still alive was great, but Daryl and Carol being reunited was the best. To me, fine, to me, Daryl and Carol being reunited was the best.
I'm like, it was a good thing, but, you know.
It was just interesting because even in that moment when, you know, Daryl's kind of the first one to see her and they have that reunion, Rick has let what happened with them at the prison go, even by that point.
Right.
Because he genuinely is happy to see her and see that she is still alive. Well, which I don't think just because he cut her loose and was like, you can't be with us anymore, doesn't mean that he didn't care. He tried to make sure that she was going to handle herself.
I mean, if he didn't care, he wouldn't have given her provisions.
Yeah, he wouldn't have made sure she was okay. He would have just left her outside the fence.
Right.
And said, here's a knife, have fun.
Well, that's another thing. Another person they brought back again, not like for any length of time, but Robin Lord Taylor as...
Yes!
He was back in the first episode, and...
I think we talked about this back then, but the thing that I took away from that episode where they're cutting all the throats in Terminus is the way that they filmed it. They talked about it on The Talking Dead and the fact that what the first few takes of it were the reactions of the actors in the shots that they used even were as visceral as they look, because the sound of the blood pouring into the cast iron
sink
really unnerved a couple of them. Not like to the point of breaking character or anything, but it makes it more realistic.
Right. Oh God, I'm getting nauseous thinking about it again. But,
I mean, that's for an actor, that's amazing to give them that amount of something to work with. They can give you a true self, which is really cool. So I thought that was really neat. I love, that's one of my favorite parts of The Talking Dead is when they go behind the scenes and they show you, like, I think a couple seasons ago, they went behind the scenes and showed you in the wardrobe department how they would make the walker costumes and make them look like they were moldy and all that, and with pus and all that gross stuff, which distressing is like my thing.
Also, pus and grossness is your thing.
Yes, it is.
I didn't mean that as mean as it sounded, folks. She's just really like into the
really dig gore makeup.
Special effects.
Yeah, I really dig gore makeup. So, of course, The Walking Dead, that was kind of what sparked me to watch it to begin with.
Right.
Someone's like, you like special effects makeup and you are not watching The Walking Dead. What's wrong with you? So I think I caught up on the first season in like a week before season two aired.
Because
it was on AMC. There was a marathon on AMC of season one before season two aired.
I do remember you binging that.
Yeah, that was, I've binged a couple shows in my lifetime and not the hardest. The Walking Dead was not the hardest one.
I got through two seasons because I accidentally watched season three.
I think I did that with The Vampire Diaries way back when I was still watching it. Before it got very soap opera-y.
But so we start off at Terminus.
Yes.
Just to show you the huge arc that this, and all, we actually got a ton of new people. They didn't all stick around, but we got a ton of new people this season. Because you started out with Terminus, you had all the Terminus people who came and went at various points. Then from Terminus, we all decided to travel. All split up. We were all split up again.
Yes. Yeah.
As you do. Like, they brought everyone back together, and then there was like, peace. Did we pick up? No. Because Abraham and Rosita and all them were in Terminus. So we did not pick them up yet. But we picked up Gabe. Then we continued on, and we got to Noah and Dawn and that whole crew.
Yes.
So we had that whole crew.
In the hospital, which is where we lost Beth.
Lost.
But, like, of all of the deaths to bring at that point, where they were going with Beth's character was kind of an odd angle to begin with. Like, her and Daryl were off together in the woods, and go ahead.
Beth was never my favorite.
No, I didn't have a problem with her.
I didn't root for her death as I did some others.
Andrea.
But, you know, Andrea, Bob.
Poor Bob.
No, poor Bob.
Bob went out in pretty good fashion, though.
Yes. I do have to say the death that made me saddest this season was probably Tyrese.
Oh, that one really broke my heart.
Also, what makes it even sadder for
that
Chad
whole
Coleman,
episode
Chad
was
Al
just
Coleman.
That whole episode was such a heartbreak because they just slowly, over the course of 42 minutes of TV, said goodbye to this character.
Well, first of all, the governor got to come back, so I was
David
excited.
Morrissey. I know. As soon as I saw him, I was like, "It's David Morrissey!" I'm so excited.
Second of all, Tyrese brought this upon himself. A second brother was mentioned.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right in that.
Even before he was looking at the pictures, because you think, like, maybe he just came across the pictures and it took a while to connect. In the truck going there, Noah says at one point, my mother, and yeah, I have two brothers. They're twins. And as soon as you saw the one, I was like, oh, Tyrese gonna bite it.
It was really so sad watching
and
that.
And that marks the second death that Noah was responsible for. Yes. I keep death tallies.
Yeah, a little too closely.
But also, I find it interesting that that is how Tyrese went down, by the little bitty zombie, when there was, last season, that swarm outside the car that he just hammered on off.
Well, he wasn't paying attention in the house. He was too distracted by the pictures, I think, or I don't know what. It was, I mean... I've said this before, there have been two deaths on this show that really hit me really hard, and it was Herschel and Lori. Tyrese hit hard because I think they gave us an hour, 42 minutes, whatever length the episode is, to get used to the fact that this character was going.
Well, none of that. My question for you.
Yes.
They did give him the full hour, but I also felt... I don't know that whole hour was necessary.
No, I agree with you. It doesn't have to necessarily be, let me rip it off like a Band-Aid, there goes Herschel's head, he's dead, goodbye. Oh. It could be longer.
I felt that episode, though, for me personally, just dragged a little bit.
I don't know if I felt that. I kind of actually liked that the way they brought the characters back and they were... I don't really want to call them they were his delusions. They may have been. But it also kind of felt like, you know, the Walker waiting room for
I guess
heading into
also,
the afterlife. And cuz they all kept saying like, and it's okay. It's all going to be okay. So it was, I thought it was interesting the way that it all went down. And
again, it was interesting, but it just kept going on, and it got to the point where I'm sitting there going, I was getting angry that he wasn't fighting.
Well, I think they could have brought, Rick and the group could have gotten there faster.
Mm.
They could have brought them in, and they still could have done the scene that they did where they stop the truck and they take him out to see if they can do anything for him, and he's gone.
Right.
That all could have happened just a bit faster. And we could have had some other bit of storyline at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of, I kind of thought it was a beautiful way to say goodbye to this character that's been around for a long time.
I also feel bad for Chad Coleman because, let's be honest, in the comics, Tyrese is Rick's right-hand man. And had there not been a Daryl on the show, Tyrese probably would have gotten to stick around.
Oh, well, you know, if anything happens to Daryl, the fans will riot.
People will burn.
There are, you know what though? There are loyalties to every character that is still left alive. There are loyalties like that too.
But not as much as Daryl.
Not as much as Daryl.
Well, because the other thing too is with a lot of the characters that are there, some are in the comics and you kind of know that some of them have a limited lifespan. Whereas Daryl isn't in the comics. So his fate is largely unwritten.
Right. They can do whatever they want with him.
I'm all for a good death if it furthers a storyline.
Right, which Lori's did, which Herschel's did. I'm not so sure Andrea's did.
Oh, Andrea had just gone past her point of use.
And you know, I still cannot tell whether or not I really, really hated the character or if it's just that I don't particularly care for Lori Holden.
I hated the character.
I think I hated the character.
Whether or not you did, not the point, I hated the character.
I'm just not sure if I did.
She was on my death list.
She was on my death list. I've clamored for her death for two seasons, I think.
Gabriel's next.
Watch, they're going to hang on to Gabriel for a while.
Well, wait, We have Morgan now. And there's only allowed to be two African-American males in a cast at any time. That's just how it shakes out.
In a cast or this cast?
In this cast.
This cast, yes.
That's just how it shakes out. Whenever we got Noah and they were like,
it's true though. We're not being.
We lost Noah. Oh, look, here's Morgan.
Right. So. But it's just, we're not being racist or anything about that. It's their track record.
No, this is in no way a race thing. No. This is a track record. It's just funny. Once, who did we get once, T-Dog died?
Good question. I don't remember.
There was someone who came in, like, right afterward.
Didn't Tyrese and Sasha show up?
At the prison.
Yeah.
So it was Tyrese.
Yeah, it was Tyrese. I mean, the season as a whole, there was a lot of character movement. I'm not going to say there was a whole ton of character development. Rick certainly, you know, when they first got to this Alexandria, my first thought was like, okay, we're going behind more gates. It's another terminus. Watch yourselves. That woman is shifty and looks like two other actresses in the world. Like, no, keep your distance. I said this before, she's like a mashup of Kate Mulgrew and Cherry Jones.
Yes.
I was, as soon as they sat them in that room too and she taped them with those interviews, I had a very negative feeling about it. And then everything kind of was okay enough that their level of tension and their level of alertness started to seem a little weird.
Yeah.
It was interesting also to see how Rick was like, no, we're keeping this up. We're not going to forget about who we were. And Michonne was like, but we need to.
But not only that, like, and here's the sad thing. Like, part of me is like, yay, they found a gated community. All is well. They're going to be great. And then the other part of me is going, but what's sad is they're not going to be great because nobody would watch it if they were.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That's the problem. Like, as much as I care for these characters and I want them to be happy, I don't really want them to be happy because happy is boring.
It is. And especially in a, you know, post-apocalyptic, zombie-filled world. My other question that still was never answered is this gated community, these people, you can't tell me someone didn't die over the course of the apocalypse. How did they dispose of their dead? Because they
bury them out front.
But if they're burying them, they have to, are they not running them through the head? I don't understand.
Maybe they are.
That was the one question that I was curious about. How are they, because they're not able to fight the way that our group is because they haven't been out there.
Right, but they do have guns and.
Yes, and lack the skills.
Well, yes, but if somebody dies and you shoot them right away. It's not like you're fighting a corpse.
Yeah, okay, I hear you on that.
So they would just have to dispatch of their dead, like, immediately.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because so many of them were so leery of going outside the fence. And I don't know. It was just strange. That was my one thing, was how are they dealing with dead people coming, reanimating? Like, how are they dealing with
them? Poorly, apparently.
Very poorly. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely curious enough to stick around until next season. There's nothing telling me to, you know, walk away from it like I've walked away from other shows in the past. It just, this season did not grab me the way others did. I have certainly seen better season finales in this show in the past than this one. Not that it was bad.
I'm more so annoyed that they now have to give Rick some sort of romantic subplot
that
with this woman
he met
like
out of me.
3 weeks ago.
That bothers the crap out of me. And you know what? It's like on the level of my annoyance with the finale of Star Trek Voyager 2. Like, I'm that annoyed by it.
Well, it's just, it came out of nowhere. And it would have been, like, we could have even made it be okay had it not been the whole where she, like, corners him at the one point and she was like, if it was somebody else, would you still do this? And he goes, no. And I'm like, ugh. That was my actual reaction, just a groan.
Okay, for the record, first of all, sorry, for the record, that actress that plays Deanna, her name is Tova Feldshuh.
Yeah, she's the slutty maid from American Horror Story. American Horror Story. Yep.
There you go.
She's slutty maid. That's all I can think of her of. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know that's a terrible, disparaging way to, like, refer to someone, but that is what I most associate her with. And I was like, ugh, why do you have to ruin all the men folk?
But she's a very different character on this show than she was.
Yes, that is true.
She's been on a lot of other things. Law and Order, Crossing Jordan.
However, no. And the fact, like, they could have just left him and him be like, yes, because, hello, he was a cop. Like, this was his job.
Right.
And I would have been okay with that. And then if they had him develop, like, serious, like, feelings down the line, still okay with that. But it was just so weird to, like,
it was random because there. I don't know, and there's part of me that thinks it's, I know there's some syndrome out there for this, but the fact that she was, like, the first, not the first woman, but the first woman in the community who was nice to him in kind of that way, because she was just like, you need a haircut, I'm going to give you a haircut. And I think from that moment, he had an attachment, and then they tried to, I think they could say, we formed that attachment then, and then it just grew from there. As soon as she left from giving him a haircut, I was like, okay, so she's kind of normal. And then they started to build on that plot line afterwards.
But like,
I can't. It's just so annoying.
But, like, it would have been fine if it just progressed too quickly.
Well, they don't have the luxury of taking things slowly, I think, in the apocalypse.
Yeah, but no. This is, it's kind of, like, very Shane-esque, if you will. Like, slowly, as the seasons progress, Rick turns more and more into Shane.
That was a thing. That's an accusation.
But it's true.
I'm not denying it. I'm just
as
saying.
As the seasons have progressed, he's become more and more like Shane in the terms of we must kill these people instead of trusting them, blah, blah, blah. Furthermore, you go from that, and now you have him coveting someone else's wife.
That was the part of it maybe that bugged me the most, is that you might hate her husband and you might be beating her, but she has a husband. Like, you are not so primitive now from being out there.
Right.
You don't realize this. I just...
Well, that's why the declaration of, like, I'm doing this for you annoyed me so much. Like, yes, he may have those feelings, but she is a married woman. And granted, she's married to an asshat, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who the scene between him and Carol, where she says, you know, I could kill you. You think anyone's going to believe that it was me? The lady with the casseroles? That was such a great badass moment for Carol.
I mean, Carol's arc this season has been one of my favorites throughout the entire show.
She has been my favorite character this season. She's been a favorite character of mine for a while, but she's been, particularly this season, she's been my favorite.
Right.
I think she had a great, even when they first got to the community and she basically lied during her whole interview, it was just, I really, really liked her arc this season, and she's probably the only character that I'm really watching it for anymore. But now that Morgan is back, it's like, okay, now I want to see Morgan's interaction with Rick, because the two of them have lived lives since the last time they saw each other, and he was trying to help save Morgan. What made Morgan turn around
from
being, you know, apocanuts and suddenly just deal with everything?
What taught him those badass ninja turtle skills?
And I'm kind of hopeful that maybe the opener of next season will show us that. I was telling someone yesterday that I am never prepared for when The Walking Dead ends, because we don't get it until October. We literally get it the Sunday at the end of New York Comic Con is The Walking Dead, basically.
Yes.
So we get it in October, and then it's done in March. Like, it goes by so fast.
That is a bitty season.
Yeah, and it's perfectly all right. I mean, you and I, and I think a lot of people who are into it, are used to British TV.
Right, I think it's actually better that way with a short season.
I absolutely agree, which is why, like, Hannibal is always only a short, maybe 13 episodes. And I think we're getting it for the summer this year.
Right.
Good on you, NBC. I can't wait for it to come back. So I agree. I think it's almost better. You get to pull your money into better episodes.
Well, there's less filler.
And there's less filler.
Is essentially mm-hmm. what it comes down to. There's less filler, so it's more like, did you see what happened? Although, can we take a momo to talk about poor Sasha? I just cannot, baby girl.
She's
lying on top of dead things, like...
She is so screwed up.
But not only that, she went for help and freaking Gabriel tells her... She goes to the one person who's going to tell her exactly what she does not need to hear.
Yeah. She and that whole fight that the two of them got into...
Oh, I wish she killed him so bad.
Me too. I was so hoping that she would, and there comes Maggie.
I understand why they needed to have her not do it.
Yeah.
That would have sent her over the edge.
I think so.
I mean, she's already, like, hanging on to the edge by, like, her pinky finger.
But it was a very interesting way to end the season, if you think about it. So Gabriel and Maggie and Sasha are all in this room praying together.
Right.
And then across town, they're having the whole meeting. And Rick takes out abusive husband dude, whose name I didn't even bother to learn because...
I want to say it was Pete, but I could be making that up.
Maybe, but I didn't even bother to learn his name. He was insignificant.
Considering that Rick was already coveting his wife very Shane-like.
I just don't like... And it's fine for it's fine for me not to like a side of Rick Grimes. It's fine, because it makes him more... It humanizes him more. Which is fine. But I really don't like that plot line at all.
No, I'm with you.
And I don't... I know that the show takes certain liberties from the comics, and that's all fine and good. We've known that from the beginning.
Right.
So I'm really hopeful that this is one of those. I think in the comics, by this point in the story, Rick's dead. I don't know. I have to catch up on them so bad.
Well, spoiler alert!
I think. I mean, this is just what I'm catching up in passing, hearing people talk about it. So I could be completely wrong, you guys. Do not take my word for Bond on the comics.
On any of that?
The only person I know who is completely caught up on them is Les. So we'll have to
get
her.
Les here for a discussion.
I know. We
should. Also, wait, I want to point out that this season introduced us to our first male non-heterosexual couple.
Truly, it did.
Our first, am I correct in saying our first male non-heterosexual at all?
Fairly certain. I would have to look back, but I'm pretty sure. I think I would remember that.
Right? And I kind of really love Aaron. However, I was saying when there was that close moment with the walkers, Aaron, I love you, but if it comes down between you and Daryl, goodbye, Aaron.
Yeah, you're done, Aaron. You're out.
Goodbye, Aaron. But I do really like that storyline.
Yeah, we'll see what they do with it.
Well, there was that whole backlash over it, too, which just makes me want to punch people in the face.
So, I guess now we have to wait until October to find out what happens.
That's so far. Speculation, go.
Speculation. Well, like I said, I really hope that the opening episode of the season is us finding out where Morgan's been. Because we can all kind of try to piece it together, but we don't really know. So I think that would be really, really cool. I don't think they're going to be at Alexandria much longer into the next season.
Well, I think they'll be there for a time, but then I think creepy wolf people are coming.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. I don't think they're going to... Maybe three, four episodes. They'll be out of Alexandria.
I was
going
to say, I'll give it like four.
Yeah. They'll be out of Alexandria.
Just so long as we don't scatter again. I'm over the scattering.
I don't think they will. They were too jointly combined on going to begin with, so I don't think... I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if anybody would want to stay behind, but I also think if any of them that would want to stay there, it would be Michonne. And
well, not only with them staying behind and, like, people leaving, I just mean, like, oh no, we all have to run from the compound. Oh, we're all split up. However will we find each other?
I think those people, if they come and they attack that compound, a lot of the original Alexandria people are going to die.
Oh, yeah.
But I bet you anything, they get into a fight, most of them die, but the chick that Rick is digging is going to live.
I hope not.
No, it's going to happen. Her and her kid are going to be fine.
No, I hope not.
So is the little girl that Carl is crushing on.
Who's in Too Many Cooks?
You were very excited about that, I know.
I was very excited. And then the boy and I came to the realization, because on Talking Dead, they were talking about the tree scene.
Yeah.
And how it was shot on, and Chandler Riggs said something about it being shot on Halloween. And we realized that Too Many Cooks originally aired on Cartoon Network on Halloween. So technically she was cast before she was one of the Too Many Cooks girls, but she will forever be one of the Too Many Cooks girls because we saw that first.
You guys are weird. But that's,
I have nothing to dispute that.
No, it's fine. We're all weird in the end. But I think that's what's, at least that's going to be a story arc that goes on. That's my prediction anyway. We're not going to be at Alexandria for much longer. Chief Lady Deanna is going to probably regret her decision to tell Rick to kill that guy.
Once she sees
the light of day, because she's a politician.
Of course she is.
It'll be really interesting dynamic amongst the Alexandria people versus our people.
Right.
After this whole thing went down. So there is plenty of story to tell in Alexandria. I just don't think they're going to stay there very long, because trouble's coming, and if they sit in one place too long, that's not compelling television. So,
well, that's the thing. Like I said, as much as I would love them to all be happy and find some safety, because, you know, in general, we do care about these characters. And if they were real, we would wish these things for them, but they are not real, and we watch them on TV, and safety is boring.
Exactly. So yes, those are my predictions. We will probably be able to let you know a little bit after New York Comic Con, because they usually give us, not the episode, but they give us the new trailer.
2 minutes.
Yeah, they give us the first 2 minutes at New York Comic Con. So we'll know by then, and as soon as we know, we'll tweet you.
We will let you know.
We will tweet it out there. I'm so looking forward to New York Comic Con, even though it's so long away. Mainly because I'm not going to be at PhillyCon or not going to be at PhillyCon for very long.
You will be there for some small portion, though.
I hope so. I have bought a 4-day pass. If you guys out there feel the need or the urge, please cross everything that I can actually use this 4-day pass at some point in the weekend, because I am working that weekend and don't know how much I'm going to be able to set foot in the convention center, but I'm very excited. I got a very excited text from one of our friends who was like, wait, I might actually get to see you while you're there. Like, it's a possibility. It's a good possibility. I might be there on Saturday.
Mayhaps.
So I'm looking forward to that. Thus another season of The Walking Dead comes to a close. What are we at? 6 seasons now?
It'll be going into its sixth.
Going into 6 seasons. So, here we go.
We just finished the fifth.
Man, feels like longer to me. I don't know why. Maybe it's because there's so much time between seasons. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like the fourth season was kind of a blur for me. Like, I was having trouble distinguishing what was fourth season and what was fifth season.
Fourth season was kind of all over the place. But that, I was reviewing the fourth season for a website, and they were hard reviews because they were here, there, and everywhere. They jumped everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I had a hard time remembering where exactly we picked up on.
It was most of the Woodbury versus the prison.
Yes.
Stuff.
And but not only that, it was also when they all escaped the prison and were going like 6 different directions and you were with 5 different groups. And sometimes you got a fun group and sometimes you got people that you just did not like.
Yeah, it was really a rough season to review.
That was a problem too, because I remember there being episodes where I did not care about anyone they were showing me. Like, even when it was Daryl and Beth, as much as I love Daryl, like, their storyline was boring to me.
It was. It really was. Aside from him, like, being like, oh, you've never had a drink before, well, here you go. And it started to get weird at one point. You were like, Daryl, she's 16. When she got taken, I think, was when her storyline picked up. When she got taken and she wound up in that hospital.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, she got taken And then she didn't show up for forever, and I didn't care. Like,
I know,
like,
I did not miss her.
What happened with Beth? And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, we're showing Beth now. And I was like, oh. Oh, okay. Yep.
That was part of the problem. I didn't care enough to really miss her. But I still was curious. Like, she got taken. She was put in the trunk of a car. What happened to Beth?
Well, then, when we... The other thing that annoyed me was we got... What was it? Like, 3 episodes in the hospital?
Ish, I think. 3.5.
3 to 4, maybe?
Yeah.
3 to 4 episodes in the hospital. And then... That was it. There was done with all of those characters that they introduced us to, except Noah, who I didn't really care about. Like, everybody else, gone. And I was like, but some of them are interesting.
Can't care about them all.
Eh. It's not even, like, caring. It was just, like, nobody went with. It was just, ta-da. People have been shot. Move along.
Yeah, but that's also the, you know... This season, basically, I was kind of like, oh, okay, a couple people died. And...
Move know, along.
They killed a biker gang, and... That was kind of one of the grossest seasons, or grossest, things that Rick did, I think, in my opinion, where he stabs that guy in the gut and then, like, drags the knife all the way up to, like, his throat. Rightly
when
so.
When was that?
That was earlier. They were, like, when they were moving. Wasn't that... I think that was earlier this season.
No, that was season 4 when the one almost raped Carl.
Was that season 4? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm forgetting some of this season already, yes, too.
That was 4 because that's when Daryl was traveling with that weird pack.
Yeah, the biker gang. That's what I'm calling them just because that's what they look like.
Oh, they're the biker gang. Okay.
That's just what they look like. They look like a bunch of, like, burly bikers.
Oh, I was referring to them as the claimed folk.
The claimed folk.
Because you have to claim things.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good one. I like that. The claimed folk.
The claimed folk. And they were the ones who took the house from Michonne, Rick, and Carl.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. That was season 4. Sorry.
See, that's the fun thing for me when they, like, make things interconnect, which is why I'm really hoping the wolves were, like, part of the Terminus storyline in some way, shape, or form. Like, I want them to have been the ones who came, not that I... you know, want people to be raped, but people were raped. I want them to be the one who came into Terminus and, like, screwed everything up and, like, took them captive and whatnot, and then, you know, these are the two that escaped. And now they're building their army of walkers. Perhaps with the intent to go back to Terminus, but they find Alexandria on the way. I don't know. I like when things, like, weirdly tie into each other.
See,
that's why I got really happy when they brought back Robin Lord Taylor and offed him.
That was fun, because they just were like, well, we need you for a day, buddy. You're going to have to come to Atlanta from L.A. from shooting, you know, the Penguin on Gotham.
New York.
Oh, it shoots in New York. I'm so sorry. Yes, it shoots in New York.
We have that one.
Yeah, you're like, no, that one's on our coast. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I like when they tie things. And the really funny thing is you had to really be paying attention to pick that one up.
Yeah, you did. There went The Walking Dead for another year. I mean, it's a fun show to watch. And I always do have at least a moment, either at the end of an episode because of the way they end them, or during the episode where I'm like, oh, wow, what's going to happen? But I just, see, clearly I confused season 4 with this season because it wasn't what it could have been.
It wasn't that memorable.
Which I think a lot of people felt that way about some of the stuff in season 4, because they tried to make season 4 like season 2, where it was slower moving, there weren't as many walker attacks, blah, blah, blah. But that's how I felt about this season. This is so slow.
I didn't feel like this season was slow, per se. I felt like this season they were like, oh, well, we didn't kill a lot of people last season, so let's make up for that right now.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't as memorable as other seasons. I mean, I remember that we went to Terminus, we left Terminus, we found Father Gabriel, Bob got eaten.
Fortunately. Although I have to say, we're down med staff again.
The things that we give up.
That's why we should have taken that doctor from the hospital. I liked him.
I didn't mind him, but he was a little wrapped up in working for that chick at the hospital.
if he didn't, he knew if he did not use his skill, that was his only useful skill. And if he was not using that, he would die. It was a survival thing.
It was, completely.
Was he the bravest of men? Absolutely not. But I liked him better than Bob and Gabriel.
Agreed.
You know, and I think if he had been brought into the group, he might have been okay.
We will never know. Or maybe we will.
Or maybe we will.
Who knows?
But like I said, we're down a medic because Pete was the surgeon, and now Pete's brains are on the bottom of Rick's shoe. So there's that.
And Sasha recovered from her head injury.
Not Sasha.
No, sorry. Not Sasha. What is
her real name? Her real name's Alana.
Oh, thank you.
That's her real name. Her name on the show is Tara.
We're getting closer with that.
Tara.
Tara, thank you. Tara recovered from her head injury just before we decide to kill the surgeon.
Thankfully. Nobody was thinking about that, by the way.
Yeah, no, none of them. They were like, oh, he beats his wife and he just killed the architect. Kill him.
Well, he did deserve to die. But again,
I agree.
I'm telling you, Rick is on the path to shamedom.
Yes, which is scary in its own way. So,
I never liked Shane, though.
I didn't either. He always rubbed me the wrong way from the very beginning. I think it's because we knew as viewers that Rick was alive. So his whole character just was a lie.
I guess. I don't know. Actually, I would be really interested. Not that they would ever do this. But I'd be really interested. Maybe they could do like a video short for the interweb or something. I'd be interested to see how he got to where he was when we joined him in the apocalypse. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, how did they get to this random little tenement of tents? You know, did he go and like get Rick and Carl? I mean, not Rick and Carl, sorry, Lori and Carl, or did they find him? Like, because we know at the time he was with Rick in the hospital.
I feel like he probably went, like, right to them. I don't know. That's a good point, too. We should bring him back and watch it from Shane's point of view. It's a little late for that.
Well, that's why I'm saying they could do a nice little webisode of it.
A webisode.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, don't forget, I don't know when it's starting, but we are getting the companion episode.
Indeed.
Which I believe is going to take place in L.A.?
I think it is in L.A.
Which is going to be interesting because, as I've always said, it appears that the outbreak started, if not East Coast, if not just Georgia, on the East Coast. Because, as we saw when we went to Atlanta, they had bombed out the city, which they would not have done if the entire country was infected.
Right.
Like, they were hoping to, like, kill all, like, unfortunately, we have to kill all these people, but if we kill them all, then the zombies will be gone and the rest of the country will be safe. Ha ha ha. That worked out so well for you guys.
They, you're funny. Like, oh, that worked out really well. But no, that's a good point as well. They tried to bomb Atlanta to contain it and it didn't.
Right.
So I think Atlanta was the focal point.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, I wonder, hold to the theory that the CDC screwed up.
I was going to say, I wonder if whatever caused this to happen came from the CDC.
And that's, to me, that's the most plausible explanation. Something happened with the CDC and the guy at the CDC was still tirelessly working to try to fix it.
Right.
I'm not saying he did it. I'm just saying I think that the CDC screwed up somewhere.
Right.
And it makes sense because Atlanta, in reality, is a hub for the CDC.
Right.
So it's an interesting turn of events. Now, how do we cure it is the question. I still am not giving up on the fact that Judith is going to be like the apocalypse savior.
The apoca baby?
The apoca baby. Because she's the only infant. I could be wrong on that on so many levels, but I'm still not giving up on that theory.
Have we seen any zombie babies?
Zombie babies, no. But babies, other babies. Like, all these people in Alexandria, no one has a baby.
No, that too, but I'm just saying, like, I was trying to figure out if we've seen, like, we've seen zombie children.
I don't think we have seen zombie baby. You know why? They couldn't get a baby to act like a zombie. They would have to make it
animatronic,
yeah. So I think they were like, well, we have kids. We can make kids be a zombie, but babies, like, they're hard to work with to begin with. Chandler Riggs was on The Talking Dead, and he was talking about working with the twins that play Judith. And how really difficult it is. There's some actor out there says that he never acts with babies or animals because they upstage you every time.
Oh, there's many of people who
I'm
say
sure
that.
I'm sure many of them feel that way, but yeah, I don't know. So, but anyway, I think, you know, we shall bid adieu to The Walking Dead until next season. Like we said, we'll let you know what the 2 minutes, not in great detail, but we'll kind of let you know what the first 2 minutes that they show us at New York Comic Con are when we get
there. Basically, it will consist of, guys, it's really awesome, you should watch. But honestly, by the time we're ready to talk about it, the show will have aired.
But a companion show that we were talking about is called Fear the Walking Dead, I believe.
Oh, that's what they're calling it? Oh, I thought that was... Oh, no. Fix that, please.
It's going to premiere... It says summer 2015. I don't think they've told us, but it's... The trailer was on Good Morning LA.
Oh.
Which is also currently on AMCTV.com. If you go on there and you go under shows, under the AMC shows on air, it will say Fear the Walking Dead.
Why does it have to be Fear the Walking Dead? Can't it just be like...
No, but...
Walking Dead LA.
It's an all-original new series set in Los Angeles following new characters as they face the beginning of the end of the world. So we've got some people you guys might know in it. Kim Dickens, who was in Gone Girl and Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, who is... Why do I...
IMDb, babe. Cliff Curtis.
I'm working on it.
Cliff Curtis. Frank Delane, who was in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Who?
And Alicia Dunham, I think. Alicia Dunham Carey. So, yeah, Gail Ann Hurd and Greg Nicotero have a hand in it. So it will premiere this summer with the second season of it airing next summer. So they're going to keep it as, like, the summer Walking Dead series, I suppose.
So we get one in the summer and one in the fall?
We get L.A. in the summer and we get Georgia in the fall.
Oh, snap.
So that'll be kind of nice. If we get any kind of news, casting news, whatever, we will keep you guys abreast of that. But until then, I think we shall bid adieu to The Walking Dead.
With tears.
With tears of sadness. And I don't really have tears, actually. It's kind of like a sigh of, oh, well, there it went.
You know why I'm crying?
Why are you crying?
Because freaking Gabriel is still alive.
Have mercy. Well, anyway, if you guys have any questions, comments, suggestions... Quements, we love a good quement. Please feel free to email us at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com. You can find some links to some of the stuff that we talked about tonight, which was basically The Walking Dead, so amctv.com. Over on our blog, which is itsallgeektomeradio.com, we also post all sorts of other stuff, comic book news, Age of Ultron news, Marvel news, blah, 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 everything.
Everything, she said.
Everything. You guys can find us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, AllGeek2, the number 2, Me Radio. And until next week, I'm Kate.
And I'm Em.
Have a great weekend, geek guys.